It's my plea that the message of the Quran be widely spread. May the flag of Islam become more elevated than the rest.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen, amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Our beloved Nabi صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم has said that a person who sends 50 times daily durood or salutations or salawat upon me, I will shake hands with him on the day of judgment. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatam wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya rasulallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya habiballah. Dearest Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, once again we are blessed with this wonderful opportunity to participate in this silsila of Madani channel, Blessings of Quran. And inshallah Azza wa Jal, we will discuss the ayat number 159 and 160 in this silsila. Allah Azza wa Jal says in these two ayat-e-kareema, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Innal ladhina yaktumuna ma anzalna minal bayyinati wal huda من البينات والهدى من بعد ما بيناه للناس في الكتاب أولئك يلعنهم الله ويلعنهم اللاعنون إلا الذين تابوا وأصلحوا وبينوا فأولئك أتوب عليهم وأنا التواب الرحيم صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم الأمين. Translation from Kanzul Iman. Surely, those who conceal what we have sent down as clear proofs and guidance, after we made it clear for the people in the scripture, upon them is the curse of Allah and the curse of those who curse. Except for those who repent and reform themselves and make evident what they have concealed. So I will accept their repentance, and verily I am the most relenting, the merciful. This ayah kareema is connected with the previous ayat from many angles. Because in the previous ayat, the mention was made about patience and the reward of patience and being patient. And the status of sabireen, the patient ones, was mentioned. Now in this ayah kareema, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about those who were impatient. And who were they? They were the scholars of Judaism, ulama-i Yahud. Just because of worldly greed, they tried to hide the ahkam of Shariat which were in the Torah from the people. And if they were patient, they would have had great reward in the hereafter. Now because they were impatient and they committed this serious crime, that they hid the realities, they hid the masail, they hid the na'at of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the other connection of this ayat with the previous ayat is this, that in the previous ayat, shukr was mentioned and the hukm was given that we should be thankful, we should be grateful. And the status of shakirin, those who are grateful, was mentioned. Now, in this ayah kareema, the mention is being made about the unthankful Jews, because they hid the naat, the praise of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and because of that, they were proven to be ungrateful and unthankful. And another connection which we find of this ayat with the previous ayat. In the previous ayat, it was mentioned that Safa and Marwa are from Sha'airillah. They're from the symbols and the signs of Allah Azza wa Jal. Even though the idols were kept upon them, but keeping of idols upon them did not take their greatness away, because in originality, in their asal, they were great and they had history and memories of beloveds of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. So we understand that if something is beloved to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, an idol would not take its respect away. Now it's being said in this ayah kareema that Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who is the life and the soul of all other sha'airullah, all other signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so regard him and respect him as the symbol of deen, as the symbol of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. So if the ulama of Yahud, ulama of Judaism, they are trying to hide the greatness of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they would not succeed in that. It doesn't matter how much dust you create, you would still never take the light of sun away. So it doesn't matter how much you try to hide, O ulama of Yahud, the status, the dignity, the praises, the naat of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you will never be successful to destroy that and to eradicate that. The Shan-e-Nazul, or the reason of revelation of this ayah kareema, is mentioned in the books of Tafaseer, that some of the Sahaba-i-Kiram, like Hazrat Mu'adh bin Jabal, Hazrat Sa'd ibn Mu'adh, and Hazrat Kharija ibn Zaid radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they asked ulama-i Yahud, tell us something about Torah, about the book which was revealed upon Hazrat Musa alayhi salam. So they told them certain things and they did not tell them other things. They hid the realities, they hid those things which were revealed, those ayat which were revealed in the praise of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then this ayah kareema was revealed. And also mentioned in Tafsir Durre Manthur that Hazrat Salaba ibn Ghanama Ansari radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he had a Jewish friend. He asked that Jewish friend that, do you find the dhikr of Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, do you find his name is being mentioned and he is being praised in your books? He said no. So because he denied and he tried to hide the praise and the dignity and the azmat of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent these ayat. The ayah karima begins, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَكْتُمُونَ. Surely those who conceal. Although this ayat is revealed for Ahle Kitab, for the people of book, but its words are common. Therefore, from the word Alladheen, all those people are meant who hide the deen. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Yaktumuna. This is derived from kitmanun, which means that something which is necessary, one hides it away at the time of need. That is called kitman. And when you hide something which is not necessary, unnecessary, which is not compulsory, in other words, that is called sitr. So, sitr is good, and kitman is not good. That is the reason that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name is Sattar, not Kitam. And then there are two ways of kitman, or hiding something away. The one is that you hide something away, you conceal it, you don't talk about it, you don't let anybody know about it. That's the one way of kitman. And the other way of kitman is that you remove that and put another thing at that place. For example, if there were ayat of praises of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they removed those ayat and put some other words from their own sides. So the Bani Israel, the ulama Yahud, they committed second type of crime. And this is called tahreef, or this is called tabdeel, distorting, changing. But both the categories are included in this. Whether they do the first type of kitman, or whether they do the second type of kitman. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that they hide. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knew. He always knows. He knows past, he knows present, he knows future. He knew that today Yahud and Nasara, they are hiding these ayat away from people, which are mentioned in Torah and in Bible. And in those ayat, there is naat of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And there will be people who would claim to be Muslims and also claim to be scholars. And they will hide the Quranic naat of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And they will label the ayat of idols upon the prophets and upon the friends of Allah Azza wa Jal. But they will not touch or discuss the ayat in which there is clear naad and the praise of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rather, they will try to distort the meaning or try to give such meanings that after you take their explanations or their meanings, it is not a praise anymore, it is not a naat anymore. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَا أَنزَلْنَا مِنَ الْبَيِّنَاتِ وَالْهُدَى. Bayyinat is plural of bayyina, which means something which is clear, something which is open, nothing hidden about it, which can be recognized and understood and learnt through certain signs. And who is meant here is our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because through his awsaf, through his qualities, through his attributes, one can understand and realize that he is the truthful messenger of Allah azza wa jal. Many people who used to come in the court of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they would look at the face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they would say, such a beautiful man, such a handsome man can never be a liar. And there were many other signs for people to believe in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But Jews and their scholars, they were hiding the truth and they were hiding the praises of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أُولَٰئِكَ يَلْعَنُهُمُ اللَّهُ. The meaning of word la'an is to keep something far away. And when the doer of la'nat is Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, it means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps that person far away from His mercy. Or He will keep him far away from His mercy. Because they came up to fight with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes guidance. And they like misguidance. So it's a fight. They are on the opposite side. They're not with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, there is curse upon them from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kept them far away from His mercy. وَيَلْعَنُوا هُمُ اللَّاعِنُونَ. And curse of those who curse. The whole creation curse upon those who hide the na'at of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who hide the praises and the mentionings of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So therefore, anbiya, mu'mineen, even kuffar themselves, animals, trees, stones, moon, stars, sun, earth, heaven, everything curse upon them, everything makes la'nat upon them. Believers make la'nat upon them because kuffar fight with them. Animals, trees, they make la'nat upon them because of their bad deeds. There is drought in the dunya. Because of their bad deeds, the calamities come on the earth. And the sky, the sun, the moon, the stars, they curse upon them because they know that these people are the enemies of our Creator, of our Lord. Even kafirs themselves, they curse upon them because they also say that curse of Allah upon a liar. And they are the liars. So that means they're cursing themselves. Even in the dozakh, in the hellfire, kuffar will make la'nat upon their leaders. And they will say that they hid the truth away from us, and because of them we are in the hellfire. But this sin is upon those people who will stay with it till the time of death. But those who repent, for them Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ تَابُوا. But those who feel ashamed of their bad doings or whatever they have done in the past, or they try to hide the praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and now they are embarrassed and they are regretful, and then they changed their condition, or because of their hiding the truth away, it affected some people's beliefs or deeds, and people were misguided, and they went and they rectified the situation. Oh, the doubts which were created in the hearts of the people because of their hiding the truth away, they went and corrected that. And with all these things, وَبَيَّنُوا, they clearly mentioned to everyone what they were hiding. And they told them, look, this masala was like this in Torah, or this masala was like this in Bible. We changed them, but today we realized and we're sorry. And we are informing you that the informations we gave you previously, those informations were incorrect. And now we are telling you, these are the praises of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So if they did all that, فَأُولَٰئِكَ أَتُوبُ عَلَيْهِمْ, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that I will accept their repentance and I'll take them out of my curse and I will let them enter into my mercy. And instead of punishing them, I will give them the reward, thawab. And instead of humiliating them, I will honor them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Wa ana at-tawwabur rahim, and I'm the one who accepts tawbah again and again, again and again. It doesn't matter how many sins you have committed, if you come and make tawbah with sincerity and fulfilling all the requirements and the conditions of tawbah, then you will find that Allah is very merciful. So the summary of the commentary or the tafsir of these two ayat is this, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, O believers, these Jews, these Christians, they know the greatness of your Prophet. They know the greatness of Ka'batullah and Safa and Marwa. Because these things are mentioned in their books. And these things can also be known and recognized through other signs. Person with common sense, with intellect, with intelligence, can understand the greatness of these places. But they try to hide all these facts away. And the person who hides these dalail, these proofs, which are so clear at the time of need, when people are coming to ask and then they hide it, that is the time of need. So they hide it at the time of need. And these things we have revealed upon them so they can discuss and tell people. But because they hide the fact and the truth away, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes la'nat upon them, He curses them. Because by doing this, what they are doing, they are fighting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are standing up against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the whole creation cursed them as well. It is mentioned in Tafsir Durre Mansur with the riwayat of Ibn Jarir, that on the day of judgment, a kafir, a disbeliever, would be made stand up. And first Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will curse him, then angels, then every other person. And even in the dunya, everyone says, curse be on the zalims, on the oppressors. And the zalims, the oppressors, are these people who are disbelievers and who are kuffar. However, a person who makes tawbah and for the future he rectifies himself and he reforms himself, and whatever he was hiding, he must disclose them and express them and explain them openly, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we will accept their tawbah. And we'll open the door of mercy upon them. Because the one who makes tawbah, Allah Azza wa Jal says that I accept his tawbah. Also keep in mind that it is not enough in tawbah to say with the tongue, oh no, I make tawbah, or I repent. But there are two things necessary in the tawbah, which are mentioned in this ayah kareema. One is islahi amal, that you rectify, you don't carry on doing the same thing. And also expiations of sins, that is called kaffara. Keep in mind that as our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, after passing so many centuries, his name is still sounding and his zikr is there everywhere and everyone is talking about him and his name is in his charcha and his mentioning is being increased day by day. Similarly, from the time of Hazrat Adam a.s. to Hazrat Isa a.s., everybody was talking about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Even these ulama-e Yahud and ulama-e Nasara, they also used to talk about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam a lot. They used to make dua with the tawassul and the wasila of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But when the last Prophet Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam came into this world, then they became jealous. And some of them, because of other worldly reasons and greeds and money and etc., they started hiding the truth from people. They started changing and distorting those ayat and verses which were in the Torah and Bible, in the praise and the naat of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. From these ayat, we learn few beautiful madni flowers. We learn that amongst all the crimes, the biggest crime is to hide the naats and the praises and the greatness of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam by changing the ayat or by distorting the meanings of the ayat. Or he stops people from praising Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He comes out with, you know, silly excuses that, you know, you're praising Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam too much and shouldn't be praising too much and etc., etc. So this is the biggest crime. This was the amal and the action of ulama Yahud. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has cursed them and there is la'nat upon those people because of this crime. So, those who hide the greatness and the dignity of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in their talks or in their books, they must learn a lesson from these ayat. And there are people who make so many excuses not to mention the name and the greatness and the dignity of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, zikr roke, fazl kaate, naqs ka joyan rahe, phir kahe mardak ke hoon ummat Rasulullah ki. And we also learn from these ayat-e-kareema that as it is a serious crime to hide the naat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and because of that person is cursed and he is deprived from all the mercies of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. So if a person does the publication or he talks a lot or he spreads the awsaf and the attributes and the qualities of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is best ibadat. And this kind of people who praise Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam a lot, they are the best candidates to attain the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the asl, he is the root of every rahmat, every mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Like the useful rain, the rain of mercy. When the rain of mercy comes, then there are fruits, there is vegetable, there are so many ni'mats that you get. Your crops grow very well, your food increases. But if the rain of mercy doesn't come, then people are deprived from the rahmat, from the food, and from so many ni'mats. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that rain of mercy, that when you are close to him, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens the doors of mercy upon you. And when you are far away from him, you are deprived from the mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. We also learn from these ayat that it is first to openly explain dini ulum and the matters of deen when there is a need. And at the time of need, if someone hides any fact of Islam, any part of knowledge of Islam, that person is a sinner and he deserves the la'nat, means he can be deprived from the mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. So there is a lesson for ulama ikram as well from these ayat kareema, that when there is a need to explain masail shari'iyah, the matters of deen, they must not hesitate and come up clear and open and explain. Yes, those things which are not necessary and there is no need or a necessity to explain or to talk about it, and there is fear that there might be facade at the end, or there might be, you know, fight amongst people and dispute, then we should not discuss that in the public, and we must not make them as a common knowledge or common information. Although Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the Kaaba is not built on the foundations of Hazrat Ibrahim Khalilullah alayhi salam, and there is some change in it as well, because there used to be two doors, but at the moment there is one door. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not order Sahaba Ikram to demolish the building and then rebuild on those foundations which were laid down by Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, because there was a possibility of fight amongst people, there was possibility of facade and dispute and arguments and etc. So to avoid all these situations, and it wasn't necessary to build the Kaaba on the foundations of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam. So this is a beautiful example for us, especially for ulama ikram, that at the time of need or what is necessary to be explained, don't hide that away. But something which is not necessary to be explained, and there's possibility that the people will start fighting with each other, they'll start accusing each other, start writing books against each other, as it is happening in these days in many parts of the world. Things that shouldn't be an issue, somebody will start it, and then the other person will write a reply to that, and then this person will write, and they'll develop groups, and then those groups will start fighting with each other, calling names, accusing each other, etc., and leads to a big fitna and disunity. So this we should not do. We also learn from these ayat that the time of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's being as a Nabi is before the creation of Hazrat Adam alayhi salam. And as far as the time of his being called a Nabi is even before that. Because the angels used to read durood upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So his name was being called as Nabi of Allah even before that. But at the time when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was at the age of 40, then he announced his prophethood. So we understand that there were different times that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's name was mentioned in different ways. His nabuwat before the creation of Adam alayhi salam, mentioning of his name much before that. The angels in the Jannat used to read durood upon beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Then all this time, from Hazrat Adam to Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, every Nabi talked about his nabuwat. The Nabi is coming, the great personality is coming, Muhammad is coming, Ahmad is coming. Then at the age of 40, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam announced his prophethood. So time of announcing is different, and time of declaring himself as Nabi is different, and the time of being mentioned right from the beginning is different. This must be kept in mind, and that would help to understand many things. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we have learnt so many beautiful things from these two ayat. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us love for Quran and to understand the message of Quran and to practice upon Quran Kareem and upon the beautiful sunnahs of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatun wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah.
It's my plea that the message of the Quran be widely spread. May the flag of Islam become more clearly